The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, the 5th of September, 2017. And I've got Steve Elkins on and Ron McDonald. Ron was nice enough to come up on the show today. And Steve, he had been discussing this with Ron. Why is Steve here? Well, because Steve is an RN. And do you work triage? You just work what unit do you work for?
Intensive care.
Okay, intensive.
I've been called down occasionally to the ICU, of course, but it's always been ICU pretty much.
Okay.
My career.
All right. Yeah. All right. Gentlemen, we're loaded up with calls. Let me go to David in Ohio. Hello, David.
Hey, John.
Hey.
One of the things I wanted to say is when we're in the presence of a police officer who acts in ultra vires of his duties, I think one of the things we're going to probably have to continue to do is our response is going to have to be reactive after the fact.
I don't know exactly what that means. What does that mean, reactive after the fact?
Well, you know, that nurse did not resist him.
No.
I mean, but if she did, what would have happened? She would have got beat up.
Well, she probably would have been manhandled more than she was, but the same thing would have happened. She would have been cuffed, roughed up,
right,
thrown in a cop car.
Right.
Yeah.
But what my point is, what we're going to have to do, we have to make these people pay.
Hmm. There's only one problem with this. There is no nationally coordinated anything to try to rein these anywhere, any town cops in. They're being pumped up, kept on edge, told them that, telling them that, you know, it's a sovereign citizen who wants to kill you, or it could be this extremist or terrorist on your next stop. These guys are under an emotional strain as it is. And 9 times out of 10, all these guys are ex-military. And what's the ex-military
right.
best at doing? Killing people, not keeping peace. It's making
right.
war. We got the wrong damn people in the uniform.
Right. Well, then we need to start something then. I mean, this could be, you know, the Rubicon moment, you know, where we got to start something nationally. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you, Ms. Werbel here did what she thought was right. She stood up.
She did.
And she's getting a lot of support. But this is what I'm trying. This is, God, guys, does this listening audience listen to what I'm saying? It's on all of us to stand up against this. And again, let me stress, it's not with a firearm. It's not with a Louisville slugger. To intercede, to calm things down, so somebody doesn't lose their freedom by way of kidnapping, or their life by the force continuum that the shiny badge guys out there have. I mean, it needs to stop. And to try to organize this nationally, The pushback has to come from every corner of this country, from every little township, from every city, from every state, from every individual that sees the encroachment of this police state and has been staying out of the way, trying to keep their head down and be anonymous and just hope it all goes. This is not going to go away. What they're displaying to you right now is what's past is prologue. What you're seeing going on right now is going to happen in a greater frequency in the future.
Oh, yeah.
And it's incumbent upon us to stop this, to do this individually across the board. I mean, suppose...
Hey, John, let me add something really quick here. I think what the caller, is talking about being reactive after the situation, I disagree with that. I think you have to use some common sense here. Ron and I said it, like, if you're on the side of the road and a police officer is acting beyond his authority, no, you're not going to pull this on him, and he will probably shoot you, and of course he'll get away with that. But in the scenario, what we saw on the video, there were so many witnesses there, and what bothers me was there was an authoritative force right there that could have nullified that situation, but they all decided to stay back, be very labile, and allow this thing to escalate. They didn't understand that they have the authority to do the citizen's arrest. They could have detained that officer and stopped this right away, and they didn't do so. They're waiting for the next guy to step forward to do his job, they didn't.
Okay, but understand this, Steve. This is America in 2017.
Yeah.
This isn't 20 years ago. When I was a kid, I'll tell you what, if I pulled half the stuff today that I did back then, they would have beat my brains out. But instead, we had mature men that understood that they're the ones with the badge and the responsibility not to act like crooks or criminals or thugs themselves. And I had the utmost, believe this or not, I had the utmost respect for these officers. They never saw me as being a threat, sometimes a pain in the butt, but they never saw me as being a threat. And I talked to a lot of these officers years later, ran into them, asking me how you were doing. I'm doing fine. Well, how are you doing? Well, I'm retired now. Well, how's the wife? How's the kids? How's the grandchildren? Human beings. They were human beings that donned a uniform to go out and protect and serve, not to act like armed thugs. There's a major difference. David?
Hey, John?
Yeah.
Let me say one quick thing and I'll go. One time I was leaving from a party, okay? It was like one of these, football game parties. I don't drink. I was going down a road between a very affluent area onto the expressway. I got pulled over by a police officer who said I was going 10 miles past the speed limit. I was actually going below the speed limit, but shortly after he pulled me over, he told me, and I was kind of surprised he told me, he goes, most of the time when I pull people over here, they're drunk. Okay?
So where's his probable cause? He didn't have any.
Well, here's my point about what I said earlier. He asked me a couple questions that were very offensive. He wanted to know why what I was doing in that neighborhood and where I was going.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's standard.
Now, if I would have said to him, like, your host, that's none of your business, I would have gotten a ticket, even though I didn't deserve one. I lived to fight another day. If I chose to, I could have then went on Monday, and I could have went to the police department and complained about him without the ticket. You see what I'm saying?
So, yeah. And try filing a complaint against an officer. It's like, what are you doing in here? Look sideways out of your face or say the wrong thing. The people that I know that have gone into police departments to lodge complaints against members of their department are treated like they're some kind of leper.
Yeah.
That they're some kind of troublemaker. Not being open and honest. And instead of endearing the support of the citizenry, they're behind the ramparts here. They're in defense mode. I mean, it's like you're attacking them. And, what you've said, this has happened thousands, David, thousands and thousands and thousands of times. What did he pull you over for? Well, you were going 10 miles over. Says who? Well, says me. and then it begins. That guy is only there to do one thing, escalate and try to get you charged on as much as he possibly can. Used to be that they'd pull you over, everything is cool, you weren't drunk. Hey, have a nice day. Stay safe out there, driver. And then they'd move on.
Right.
All right, David, I got to go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
Day.
All right. Let me take one from Utah. Tom, what's your take on this?
Well, that was my medical university hospital where she was laboring. My big question is, and we're still looking for something coming out of the chief of the Utah Department of Public Safety. He's over the Highway Patrol. Since this was 80 miles away from the University of Utah Hospital, 80 miles away from Salt Lake City, the actual people that we want an answer from is the Utah State Highway Patrol, and that's, I think, Ronald Squires. There's not been a peep out of them, and of course, what we can determine is, like I say, they're trying to cover their butt.
Ron?
Yeah, well, was this office, was it a Highway Patrol officer that made the arrest?
That's what I can figure out. Yeah, see, they have jurisdiction from one end of the state to the other.
Right.
They would have been chasing this guy, especially on the state highway or the interstate.
Right.
They would have come into Box Elder County and then maybe even to Cache Valley or Cache County line. So what's really curious to me is why is it the Salt Lake City officer is up at the university trying to get a blood sample?
Well,
see, I worked in that whole environment, so to me that's rather strange that a Salt Lake City officer instead of a Highway Patrol officer.
Was he Salt Lake, or was this Detective Payne with the Department of Public Safety?
Well, as far as I know, Payne was part of the Salt Lake City PD.
He was partnered up with what they call the blood draw unit.
Yeah, so to me that's a curiosity
I think you hit upon something, Tom. Those are two different jurisdictions. One is a private police force. That's the Salt Lake City Police Force. And the other one is a state. That's crossing jurisdiction. That's a conflict of law right there. So I think you hit on something very important in this case.
Yeah, I invite people to go into the Utah State website, look up at the Department of Public Safety, and you might want to communicate with the Director Squires.
Yeah, it would be the same as if your sheriff was giving you a speeding ticket versus the Highway Patrol. You can't cross the jurisdiction.
And it used to be, if you got in trouble in one county and you crossed the line, you'd just wave bye to the cop. Unless he had radioed ahead and said, hey, look, detain that person, and this is the reason. Da-da-da-da-da. I was witness, and this is perfectly legal to do. And if the perp or the subject crosses the county line, the cop radios ahead. If he was witness to a crime, he has the right to interview and to make arrest or have the person that's in that jurisdiction under arrest, okay? But all this has been faded anymore, and thanks to the police, I'm sorry, not police state, the state police that can cross jurisdiction over county, just as the Fed can over state line for whatever reason. Jurisdictions are blurred anymore. I mean, they really are.
Yeah, we have a unified police over here.
Yeah, unified. Against whom? And for the protection of what?
Again.
Their own keisters, apparently. All right. Tom, I appreciate your call. Stay on top of this.
Is Steve there?
Yes, I'm here still. Hey there.
You say you're an RN?
Yes, yes. You and I have spoke before on the phone.
Yeah, you're in Texas?
No,
I'm in California.
Oh, in California, okay.
All right.
Yeah, all right. I thought you were there in Texas and I was going
to... No, I tried to twist his arm to get here, and he wants to get down to God's waiting room rather than moving his family out of that sandbar that they call Florida and move him someplace sane like here in Texas. He still may change his mind. I don't know.
Well, I'm coming through town.
Yeah. Checks in the mail. I heard that one. Thanks, Tom, for your call. I appreciate it.
Well, Steve, would you go to the bottom of Gassing America and see the paragraph I have there for the hurricane victims? With Como and Christy approached me after the Katrina, when Sandy was about to hit them. They knew of me through Lauren Hatch and a few other people that are at least try to be good. Yeah. Anyway, so I was asked to write a directive to help them with the situation after Katrina. Anyway, right. See if you'll look at that and then give me a call and give me...
Do me a favor, Tom. Send that over to my email at silenceisimpliedconsent
gmail.com.
Well,
the problem is I was assaulted and left blind in D.C., so I'm not able to work on my internet. So
okay.
If you'll just remember Gassing America and roll to the bottom.
And your phone number is posted?
My phone number is posted, but there's a paragraph just before the bottom that's titled... For Hurricane Sandy victims and relief workers.
All right.
We're applying that again in Texas.
Okay. All right. Tom, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, look who we have here. One of these conspiracy theory-driven individuals that just happens to be a talk show host on this network. Al Whitney.
Hi, John.
Hi, Al.
I couldn't help but call in. It's horrific what you're describing.
I'm pissed off because, Al, excuse me here. I've got somebody here that understands what I am saying. What I'm saying to these listeners is this police state is here right now. Not kind of, sort of, maybe. Maybe it's not going to show up in my neighborhood. Maybe it will. No. This is a cancer and an epidemic that has spread across this country.
You're absolutely right. And Attorney John Whitehead wrote a book about this situation. He has been doing his best to try to defend or help the victims prosecute these cops. The name of the book is called Battlefield America, written by John W. Whitehead. He's got YouTubes out there. No, you are absolutely right. This is going on across the country. I recall, John, and you probably remember this too, after 9/11, and I can't recall if it was AIPAC or the ADL, sent police chiefs to Israel to be trained by the Israeli Defense Forces in how to deal with terrorists. They paid for this training. Cops across the country went to Israel to be taught how to treat terrorists. When they came back, this whole police state just went nuts.
Well,
and it's still going nuts.
And Al, you know, we've tracked and traced this. I forget the mayor of Los Angeles when the SWAT teams were first introduced in this country, Special Weapons and Tactics. It was out in Los Angeles in L.A. County. And their reason for using this is, oh, it's for the big-time drug dealers that are known to be violent, and we've got to gun up and protect ourselves to effectuate the arrest of these very bad people. So they were using the war on drugs as a reason for starting what I would consider the very essence or the beginning of the police state America. It was done under the guise of public safety and going after bad guys and drug dealers.
Okay, but now we have the war on terror. You hear it all the time on the news. They talk about global terrorism, national terrorism. We are up to our neck in what they call the war on terror. Started, again, launched right after 9/11 when the true terrorists attacked the country. And now they have their permanent state of national emergency, which is why there's no discussion of the Constitution. We are in a war. It's a national emergency, and it's called the War on Terror. It gets renewed by the chief of the United States Corporation, the president, every year to maintain this power that they claim they need to have in during a national emergency.
Al, hang on a second. I got a break. Tom in Philly, hang on. Jeff, Colorado, Chance in West Virginia, and others. Everybody hang on. By the way, the FBI and the NSA just declared Antifa to be domestic terrorist.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, they're just a bunch of out-of-control little communists. They need to go arrest George Soros and the paid troublemakers. No, they just labeled the group terrorists, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are back. By the way, Al Whitney's program in defense of humanity happens to be on this network on Saturdays, and that is from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. In defense of humanity, I would suggest that you listen. Al, you got anything else?
Yeah, I mean, it really is frightening. That hospital is in this situation, and watching the outcome of this will be really important, because if the hospital does not stand behind their employees following their own rules, that would mean that the police could come in anytime to any medical facility they want, either demand blood or possibly even arrest patients and completely ignore their medical status and ignore the hospital staff. I mean, can you imagine how frightening this could get if all of a sudden these institutions have absolutely no authority? The police can just stroll into any one of them anytime, night or day, and demand someone be turned over to them. I mean, this is truly, it will be interesting to see what that hospital administration does. Because they obviously will lose nurses if this is going to go on.
Oh, no, they're out to destroy the entire healthcare industry to begin with.
Yeah. You know, well, so, that would do it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Al, hey, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Talk later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Man. By the way, somebody had sent me an email that says, "Hi, John, my problem with all this is why is it the freaking evil liberals financed by Soros, or whoever can march from Charlottesville to D.C. because they acted evil toward white nationalists and did nothing wrong. And we're, for the most part, innocent." Here are the, and she gives me several sites to go visit. Yeah. Folks, this is why I'm so damned upset. This is not just a microcosm. This is endemic with police across this country. They will lie to you to your face. They pull you over. You ask the officer, why did you pull me over? Let me see your driver's license, your proof of insurance. Well, wait a minute, officer. What did you pull me over for? I'm not answering any of your questions. Let me see your paperwork. Well, wait a minute. Where's your probable cause? I'm not answering any of your questions. They will continue to ask you questions and escalate the scenario. When you tell this cop, look, why did you pull me over? I need to see your driver's license, your registration, proof of insurance. I'm sorry, am I under arrest? He will not respond to you that you are under arrest. Then you can say to him, I'm free to go. He will stand there 9 times out of 10 and lie through his teeth to you. And then they play the game. Well, is there anything in this car that I should know about? Well, only if you're a snooping busybody and you want to violate 93 different constitutional, you know, whatever. They will not back off. The best thing that you can do at that point, if you know a cop is not going to back off, call for a supervisor. Because 9 times out of 10, if you talk to that supervisor about the conduct of his officer and then lying to you, he will de-escalate you and send you on your way. But that is not an absolute. I am beginning to be very afraid of these cops that evidently have the restraints lifted from them. They're the chief, the cook, the bottle washer, the executioner, if you will. And they've got the power of the force continuum, up to and including blowing your freaking head off. There's only one problem. I've yet to see a cop that can wave a magic wand or walk on water and restore life. Once a life is gone, it's gone forever. Tom in Philadelphia. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, Tom? You got to push the button, buddy.
Yeah, you think? Well, I'm pissed off, Tom.
I know. I can hear it. I can hear you. Yep. I was under the impression, I thought I read something or heard something, that the guy that was unconscious was an off-duty cop working a second job.
No, that I do not know.
I think, I mean, that's what I heard. Maybe it was a rumor, but I thought I heard or read it on somewhere, I think, reliable. But anyway, I don't know how many chances there would be for another situation like that to occur, that a person is in an accident, they're unconscious, and then they want to come in and take blood because they had a high-speed chase. But nonetheless, they shouldn't have allowed that to happen to begin with.
Hang on 1 second. I've got to go to break. Jeff in Colorado, Chance, West Virginia, Lark in Texas. Lark, better not mention communitarianism to me. Fair warning. All right, at any rate, just joking. We'll take the bottom of the hour break here, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of...
A reminder on tomorrow's program, for 2 hours I'm going to have Catherine Austin Fitz on with me, so folks, don't miss that one. I guarantee you that's going to be a barn burner. At any rate, Tom, yeah, this does push my button, because I've been doing this for a long time, and...
Well, it's a tough road, you know, that's why, you know, I've told you that. If you live in a town and you get to know the cops and you get friendly, you know, it's good, you know, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. That's been my theory for the last 30 years. And, I've always, you know, and it's just the way I do things. I'd rather avoid the conflict if I can help it, but,
yeah.
Well, know, especially the way I drive.
Well, the only problem is, you know, we got an attitude problem here, and we need an attitude adjustment. The citizenry.
Remember George Gordon?
I remember George.
Okay, what he this maybe this is what we need to do on a nationwide basis. he would go, he would look up Supreme Court cases, find out how the cops violated somebody's rights, and he'd go out and duplicate it. And they just kept paying them and paying them and paying them because they were stupid enough just to duplicate the act over and over and over. They just didn't learn from their lesson. They didn't really care.
Yeah.
And he just ran around the country suing the cops and getting a lot of money. He won a lot of money in lawsuits for them.
Wow. Well, I'm not a litigious sort of person, but maybe that's a way we can fund this network.
Well, hey,
we put the Ron McDonald crew together. You know, we'll go out there and just shake them all down.
Yeah, I've been HIPAA certified for almost 20 years. Even I know that you can't do what they wanted to do to that guy. You can't violate somebody's HIPAA rights, especially if they're unconscious. You know, how you have to give consent to release anybody's records, anybody's information. As far as I'm concerned, drawing blood, you're giving them my information.
No, they had a need, and they had a need, and they wanted it now. Mm-hmm. Whether it was right, they just wanted it right now. Tom,
she stews the pants of them.
Well, so do I.
My grandkids are fine, by the way. My granddaughters are okay.
Okay, good.
I had to call the sheriff's department, get them to go out there, drive out there, BITCH. So, thank you, sir.
By the way, did Laurie Anderson get a hold of you?
No, I have not heard from her.
She's going to ask you to do some remote viewing for her computers.
Okay.
All right. I gave her your number.
Okay. Yeah, I think I have her number. I'll give her a call.
All right. Real good. Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
All right. Jeff in Colorado. Hello, Jeff.
Coming out for the today.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Say again.
I said, how goes it today?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one that's been listening.
All right. One thing you said a mouthful here a while ago when you said that law enforcement agencies recruit a lot of ex-military, which they do. They don't seek them, but they prefer them over a civilian. And these guys, who knows how many of them, are their brains are melded on SSRIs and other things, compliments of the Pentagon and the VA, you know. But something I never hear mentioned, and I see it, is how many of these guys are also under steroidal enhancement.
That's a good point.
You know, because I know 5-0s that they don't do any kind of drugs, but they came out of the military, and they were feeding them that crap when they were in there, and it's a habit to them now.
Well, and as I said before, I mean, there is one thing that a military guy knows how to do, and he's taught this ever, you know, the day he goes in the service. It's your job to follow the orders of your superior. You are to be an order taker and an executor of the orders given you. Well, that same mentality carries over to the thin blue line here. And now, you know, how nicely this fits hand in glove in the militarization of the police force using what? Military people. Duh.
Yep.
You know, this is not about peace. This is not about keeping the peace. This is about waging war. And then having it sanctioned 9 times out of 10, or done by way of cover-up, or we'll just give you some desk duty, or we'll give you the option to resign, and by the way, my buddy in the next county will hire you. I mean, if you are declared to be a pedophile, or by some state regulation, you are haunted, tracked and traced to wherever you go, your address is put out there, your identity is put out, whether it's right or wrong, you were accused wrongfully, it doesn't matter. But not these people. They're protected. And they should be the first ones to be held to that standard of, first off, you do no wrong. You do no harm. You do your job, but you are a peace officer, not a cruddy little ex-military law enforcer. Keyword, enforcer.
Yeah. And revenue generator.
Well, that too. Got to keep you guys paid.
And then if they do something ignorant enough to the local citizenry demands that they get run out of town, they're handed a nice letter of recommendation to go to the next town
or
the next county.
Jeff, when I was a kid, and I kid you not, The reason I had respect for these cops, if I got caught doing something wrong, it wasn't thump you, it wasn't get out the blackjack. They didn't have tasers back then. You didn't get the crap beat out of you because you were disrespectful to an officer. 9 times out of 10, what happened to me is I would get a talking to by that cop. He would try reasoning with you. And I never forgot that. That gave me a whole new dimension of respect for the guys in uniform because they weren't thugs. And I didn't have to be paranoid in my next encounter because you know what? These guys weren't out there just to rough you up or just to have fun with you or make an example of you or if they just felt like it to pull a trigger on you. I had respect for these guys because they had respect even for the people that they had maybe even under arrest. It was respect. Yeah. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That has gone out the window. You are to be fearful and you're to follow our orders. Otherwise, you'll just get your little butt tased and we'll watch you flop around. We'll all stand here and laugh when you're acting like a fish out of water, flopping around on the ground. It's just a neat, nifty tool of law enforcement. Get used to it. Jeff, thanks for your call.
John?
Hey,
John.
Carry on, John.
Thank you, sir.
John?
Yes.
Did you not just quote Aretha Franklin?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You're damn right I did. You're damn right I did. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, Mr. Stadtmiller, I heard your female caller recommended a book, Battlefield America, by John Whitehead.
Yes.
I'd also like to recommend another book that Mr. Whitehead wrote. It's must reading to understand the severity of all everything that's happening. The title is A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. Both those books are must reading for a lot of people.
Well, maybe not so much myself or maybe not so much people listening to this show, and they should be. I wished I was talking to millions of people right now. I am not, because I'm not here as a champion for anarchy or a political point of view. I'm here for the restoration of peace and sanguinity. How do you say that word, Ron? I'm going to hit you.
I'm not going to even
Come
try
on,
it.
Steve. Help an old guy out here. Yeah,
are we talking
I'm not
sanity?
Sure either.
Sanguine?
Blood? Yeah. Any rate, I'm just okay. Razzing you guys.
Sanguinity.
There you go. That's what I just said. Any rate.
You got it right.
Chance, look, the people that should be made aware of this ain't hanging with this crowd right now. And I do appreciate you saying it about John Whitehead because he does write some good material, and he does warn people. The problem is that the right people, and I'm telling these people that are the right people in this country, that have got it all wrong. I mean, they don't have a damn clue as to what is happening. They're along there with everybody else just getting the crap kicked out of them or made to be fearful or being herded around like so many sheep.
Well, Mr. Stadtmiller, I'm thinking maybe your listeners would recommend these books to people they know. I try to do that on my end.
Yeah, but they may not know that person you're trying to get to read something may not know who John Whitehead is and what you're telling them, hey, there's an emerging police state here. Aren't you concerned? What, against terrorists? I want them to get to terrorists.
Yeah, this is true. And by the way, you mentioned that Los Angeles mayor. Was that Mayor Bradley by any chance?
You know what? I want to say yeah, but I am not quite sure. I mean, you guys, hey, look, I got two guys from California, and they can't tell me who the hell it is.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, one of them's leaving California, though. He's going to get his he's got his great escape card out. He's going to get the hell out of Dodge.
Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, good night, Mr. Stadtmiller. God bless.
Thank you. Every time somebody calls me Mr. Stadtmiller, I have this tendency to turn and look over my shoulder to see if my long-dead father's not standing there. Uh-oh. I'll tell you what. Let me stop here. Lark, I'll bring you up in 1 second here. Folks, are you supporting this network? I'll ask again. Are you supporting this network? There's only a couple of us left out there. And you will not find a more strident person that wants to uphold the law by way of Constitution than yours truly. I haven't wavered on this, and I haven't bought into the phony arguments that I've been given over the years. I am not an anarchist. I do believe in the sane rule of law, and that's the constitutional law in this republic. Folks, here's the bottom line to this, and this isn't cliche. This is the honest to God's truth. Either we stand together, or they sure as hell will try to hang us separately. And they're doing it. Taking a look how everything free speech is being curtailed under hate. Oh, it's the haters. The major search engines, the sites out there, are eliminating those conservative thoughts. You're being called the extreme right. And anymore today in America, the extreme right to me is the right-thinking people that are extremely pissed off because they've seen their country transformed into this miraculous little democracy for which it stands that doesn't have a damn thing to do with law or sanity or rights, property, personal, or anything else. Folks, we need your support. Fellas, what do you say to that?
I say amen. Ron?
Amen is right. I agree.
Okay, so we can pray. Can we pass the collection plate here? You're in the church that we want our damn country back.
Dang right.
That's it? That's it? That's all I get?
Ron, step in there. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. My God. So it doesn't matter to you guys if we up and disappear because we've done a good job until now.
It matters. We're here.
Oh, well, now you have something to say. I've got to bait you into saying more, huh?
Yeah, no, we're here. I've often wanted to find the truth in my life. I mean, that was my search for my entire life. And then RBN comes along, and there's someone that mimics what my inner conscience is all about, finding the truth, presenting the truth, whether people want to listen or not. But it's certainly a place to go to learn what's really happening in the world and your country.
You know what, Mike, I think we should be doing this. I think we should be taking these valuable little utterances that are made, and I think we should put this into a one-minute commercial that should air on this network. Not enough people are saying that, you know what, I support you, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I'm encouraging other people because this network needs to do its job. And folks, you know, you think this is a joke? It's not a joke. There's only two networks left. I love Jeff Rentz. 70-year-old plus guy, love him, but I'm not into little grays and crop circles. I told him years ago, you're selling your message by taking that on. If you don't want to be taken seriously, start talking about little aliens. I'm talking about aliens, but they're the illegal kind, which, by the way, the DAPA or the DARPA or whatever the hell it is, Trump finally came out today pushing back against that.
Hallelujah for that.
Yeah. All right, Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Well, let me see if I can get this out in 1 minute.
Okay.
And I am going to say the word.
Cut him off. Cut him off. Pull him down. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lark.
Hold on to your hat here.
All right.
The mayor you're referring to, his name is Antonio Villagorosa. He's a former mayor of Los Angeles from 05 to 13. He's a former president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
Oh.
He's a syndicalist. He's also a communitarian. And he's running for the governorship of California in 2018. Now, I'm going to connect some dots for you and the listeners if you'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
Department of Homeland Security. It was rolled out within months in the aftermath of 9/11. The whole thing was planned. First director, Tom Ridge.
Yep, Mr. Blockhead.
Puke.
Yep.
A puke and a criminal. He's a sellout. Then you had this guy named, it looks like Vladimir Lenin. What's his name?
Michael Chertoff. Yes, he's the guy that made all the money off of the newly created TSA with their machines and whatever else, yes.
That's right. Well, anyway, the Department of Homeland Security united under one umbrella 22 federal law enforcement agencies across the country. Okay? And take heed of this word syndicalist and syndicalism, because this is what unites the capitalist and the communist, which is the creation of this thing called communitarian law enforcement under the aegis of the Department of Homeland Security. And all you have to do is just simply look at the contracts that were executed in the 90s to the present day between your metropolitan police departments, your highway patrol, your sheriff's departments. I don't care what type of law enforcement agency it is. And you will see that this is what they've done. The rank and file cop on the beat has no idea about programs like that were created under JINSA, the Jewish Institute of National Security Affairs, which was called LEAP, the Law Enforcement Exchange Program. This is where we had the training of the law enforcement people. They got the all-expense-paid trip to Israel for a week or two.
Right.
So that they could learn how to treat Americans like the Israelis treat Palestinians.
And along this was the new tactics of search and seizures, kicking in doors, controlling a situation. And, you know, we've seen how that's degraded in this country to the point, Lark, where I talk about knock and talk. It used to be that no cop would ever lay a hand on your door unless he had paperwork and he was after said person in warrant, place to be searched, things to be seized. Well, they don't like that. So now we'll just knock and talk and try to wheedle our way in to see what we can see, and, you know, there's another way of doing it.
Well, let me get this out, John, because the listeners may want to actually do their homework, and I'm dropping the key.
I hope so, Lark.
Stick them in a damn search engine and just find out for yourself. You don't have to take my word for nothing. But, you may recall, I told you that I knew a retired deputy chief of police of the Dallas Police Department. She was introduced to me by my girlfriend. Now, this is a woman that when she retired, she had $1 million to buy a nightclub. Okay? Now, this woman was one of the, back in the early to the mid-90s, she was one of the few people in the Dallas Police Department that were actually computer literate. So let's rattle off these programs that proves that what these cops on the beat and what these sheriff's deputies are actually enforcing is communitarian law. It's evident in the courts as well, but we're going to focus on law enforcement for just a second. Here are the programs. They are acronyms. COPS, C-O-P-S, Community-Oriented Policing Services. That grew out of a program called POP, Problem-Oriented Policing. Then you have COMPASS, Community-Oriented Mapping, Planning of Analysis and Safety Strategies, COMPASS. Then you have ABCD, Asset-Based Community Development. Then you have the Fusion Centers. It all comes under the rubric of what I term techno-slavery, because guess when the personal computer was popularized in America? It was in the early to the mid-90s. That's when they rolled out all these programs, sustainable development,
right.
Starting in 1987 with the Brundtland Report, the Rio Summit in 1992.
And everybody thought that was about the everybody thought that that was about the environment. Hey, Lark, I appreciate your call in. And I've got a couple more calls to go and another plea to make here for support for this network. Lark?
Well, thanks for letting me weigh in.
Okay, Lark, thank you. I appreciate it. And please, Lark, don't ever take it that I'm ribbing you, and I'm just having a little bit of fun with a subject matter that you've been trying to get people to pay attention for a number of years. There is cause and effect, and you've been spelling out the cause, and I thank you, sir.
And the effect.
All righty, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And again, folks, look, we need some donations here in this network. Do you want us to continue or not? That is going to be your choice. Call us here at the network. Mike is standing by. Say you're standing by, Mike. Mike is sitting by, he says. 800-724. Let's try that one. 800-724-2719. Just hit extension 3. You don't even have to wait for Tom D, that's the voice that you hear on my recorder for the phones here. Didn't know that, did you? You don't even have to let Tom D finish his little introduction on the phone system, just hit number 3, and that'll take you right to Mike. Make a donation today, folks. Come on. This is not a game. We're literally in for the fight of our life and our freedom here. Before this gets so damn bad, do you have to die at the hands of an unreasonable cop? Or do you have to be smothered in the police state? And remember this, if you've got children, how well equipped are they to fight what is going on? It is literally up to this generation. We're the last gasp here, literally. Support those that are doing what is necessary. Today it's words, hopefully tomorrow it's not bullets. This is what we're trying to prevent. 800-724-2719, or go up to the website. Do it now. You all got me keyed in there. Oh, I'll just click on listen to the show today. You never go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. You just have that little thing cash sage so you can listen to the live streaming. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Top of the page, donate button. Takes you to the PayPal page. Any damn credit card you have, they can take it through PayPal. We're only restricted to 2 here at the office, Visa and MasterCard. And I think that's about it. Those 2 cards, but through PayPal, you don't have to be a member. And you can donate using whatever card, Diners Club, doesn't matter. Please, folks, don't make this so hard to get the truth out there. I can't fight 2 battles at the same time. Roxanne in Texas, we're going to make you the last call. We got about 2 minutes left here.
Okay, hi. The Logan Police is where Payne was with, and his Lieutenant James Tracy gave the order to arrest her. And I worked 36 years in the medical business, and I work closely with cops, and it's not only angry to hear what's going on, but heartbreaking.
It is.
Heartbreaking. And I wanted to also mention the good news is that when you look at the YouTubes of this incident, I don't care who puts it up, there are 3,500 comments all saying pretty much what you're saying. So this is a big wake-up. This is a big wake-up.
And thanks to the lady that had the courage to stand up to this cop and do what she considered to be the right thing, and she was absolutely correct in doing so. She stood up.
Yes, absolutely. And she followed the law where he didn't. And that's all I have, so you can have the rest of the time. Thank you,
Roxanne. I appreciate your call. Ironically, I put out a plea for funds, not one phone call. Not one. Wow. 800-724-2719. Folks, we got the people backing this network up that know right from wrong, and they've got the stuff to back it up. This isn't conspiracy theory. This isn't walking out on the thin factoid limb. This is real. We are in the right. We're seeking the republic to be restored once again. Are you going to join? Are you just going to stand by the wayside and do nothing? Wonder how long I can sit here and say nothing, and these 2 guys on the other end would sit there and let this commercial go, or let us go right into commercial. Steve Elkins. Right, well,
yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate
activate,
it.
Activate, people. Activate. Donate now.
Activate. Donate. I like that.
Donate.
There you go.
Hey, thanks, John.
Hey, and Ron, thanks for putting your paperwork that you were doing in abeyance to do this show with me today. It was important. And you can tell people are excited by this just by the amount of calls that we've had. Now,
Absolutely. Folks,
let's keep this thing going. Let's keep the network going. It's because we need the truth. We need the truth out there every single day. I'm tired of marching under a banner of absolute despotic lies. Ron McDonald, thank you. I will see you next Monday. Tomorrow on the broadcast, 2 hours, Catherine Austin Fitz. Be there. Aloha.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.